If we roll down streets of fire, would you hold on to me tighter? As the summer sun got higher, if we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really a dream. I love you so, so would you go with me? Clouds together, could you not look down forever? If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me? I love you so.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation honoring those who've served in the military on Veterans Day. These ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Biden said the nation's most sacred obligation is
prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home and when they don't.
At least one Veterans Day ceremony postponed because of dangerous conditions. That's in Passaic County, New Jersey, where wildfires are burning near the border with New York. These fires blamed for the weekend death of a New York State parks worker. President-elect Trump continues to fill out his administration. Multiple sources tell ABC he's expected to make his longtime advisor, Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff for policy. He played a key role in immigration policy in the first Trump term. And the wait continues to learn which party will control the House of Representatives. This is ABC News. Jurors in Delphi, Indiana, are into their fourth day of deliberations in the murder trial of Richard Allen. He's charged with killing two eighth-grade girls on a hiking trail in 2017. ABC's Alex Perez is outside the courthouse.
While Allen initially told police he was innocent, while in custody, he confessed to the murders more than 60 times. But defense attorneys calling those false confessions, telling jurors Allen suffers from mental illness that was made worse when he was kept in solitary confinement for more than a year, causing him, they say, to go in and out of psychosis.
Authorities say that more than half of the lab monkeys that escaped from a facility last week in South Carolina have been recaptured unharmed. 25 of the 43 rhesus macaques bikes have been recovered. The group escaped through an unlocked door at the Alpha Genesis facility, where they're bred for research and medical use. Officials say a group of the fugitives still active along the compound's fence line, sleeping in trees overnight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With partly cloudy skies and crashing temps throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap at least a 5 to 10 degree wind chill on top of those cooler temps. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Chicago man is charged in connection with a gift card scam ring around Wisconsin. Surveillance footage from a Walgreens in Grafton shows 52-year-old Guangzhou Zhu allegedly placing gift cards onto one of the racks of the store Thursday and then leaving. Grafton police say Zhu was later pulled over as he left another Walgreens and located 2 duffel bags inside the vehicle that contained over 1,800 gift cards. He's been charged with 3 counts of forgery and 3 counts of identity theft. Milwaukee's city council approves a $2 billion budget for 2025. It will increase the city's property tax levy by 2% and will also increase fees for certain city services anywhere from 2 to 6%. It will also increase parking fines by $12 on average, boost road repair funding by $6 million, and put an emphasis on recruitment for the city's police and fire departments. The budget now goes to Mayor Cavalier Johnson for final approval. And an unusual shopper at a grocery store in Madison. Police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side through open pharmacy doors last week. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were eventually able to usher the buck out one of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back out in the wild. Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play.
Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com, 24/7, and West Wisconsin Telcom. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Dunn County taxpayers are invited to a public hearing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. to discuss the proposed 2025 Dunn County budget. The proposed 2025 tax rate would go from $483 per $1,000 of equalized value to $453, a reduction of 6.2%. Now, the budget calls for total county spending of $111.2 million and borrowing $3 million for highway projects. Again, that hearing is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Dunn County Government Center. One person was injured in a vehicle versus deer accident near Arcadia Saturday night. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Jose Gonzalez was traveling on Highway 93 when he struck a deer. The vehicle then left the roadway and hit a group of trees. Gonzalez was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. It was an anniversary of service for Eau Claire's Family Resource Center. The Family Resource Center celebrated 25 years of service over the weekend. The new offices in the Oakwood Mall are much different from their first offices back in 1999. Director Jennifer Eddy says over the years, the Family Resource Center has connected hundreds of families, not just with benefits and resources, but with each other. She says they hope for another 25 years, but say funding continues to be an issue they need to solve. The fate of a new emergency services building in Elgin is now up in the air after voters there rejected a $4.5 million referendum last week. The referendum would have created the building to house the fire department, ambulance service, and emergency management. The referendum failed on a 314 to 350 vote. The city of Elgin now will go back to the drawing board to find another way to have that building built. As temperatures begin to drop, keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Those signs could include the smell of rotten eggs, a hissing sound near appliances, or visual cues like blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation. You should also keep your exterior vents clear of snow and debris to avoid gas buildup in the home. If you notice the smell of gas or notice any of these signs, move to a safe location and call 911. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Power built, built on service.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
One person was injured in a vehicle versus deer accident in Gilman Township Thursday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 64-year-old Wanda Doherty of Elmwood was traveling westbound on Highway 29 when she struck a deer. She was taken to Western Wisconsin Health with undetermined injuries. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says the driver responsible for last week's deadly crash was likely high at the time. The Sheriff's Department says 39-year-old Christopher Cattle of Toma crashed his pickup truck into another car Thursday morning on Highway A. The driver in that car died on the scene. A passenger in the other car was flown to the hospital in critical condition. Deputies say Cattle crossed the center line and hit the other car head-on. He'd been spotted just a few hours before in Toma, driving erratically. Cattle's now facing reckless homicide and OWI charges. The American Legion in Chippewa Falls is asking for help in finding families of three Civil War veterans buried at Forest Hill. Post Commander Jim Candle says that they want to make sure that the vets' families know where they are. Not only will that bring the family some peace of mind, Campbell said, but it will allow the Legion to help get new headstones made for the three men. The three who are buried in Forest Hill are from Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Canada. Campbell says it may be a long shot, but he's ready to try to give the Civil War veterans the recognition they deserve. Minnesota's Attorney General is warning veterans and their families about scams involving veteran benefit claims. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says scammers use false advertising, claiming they can help veterans get through the benefit process faster or get a better disability rating from the VA. Ellison says the agreements signed by veterans often contain unreasonable fees or deceptive terms. The Attorney General is reminding veterans and their families they are entitled to free assistance from attorneys, claim agents, and veteran services organizations that are accredited by the VA. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear an abortion case today. Abortion access in Wisconsin was blocked for more than a year following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Last September, in a case brought by Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, challenging the state's 1849 law, which had been interpreted as a ban, a Dane County judge ruled the law did not broadly apply to abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, then asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn that ruling. Today, the justices will hear arguments that will determine whether or not that ruling stands. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The Milwaukee County Board is seeking to preserve a popular attraction. Supervisors Thursday approved $30 million toward a $134 million renovation at the Mitchell Park Domes, the Botanical Gardens on Milwaukee's south side. The group in charge of the Dome's reimagined plan, Friends of the Dome, is seeking tax credits to fund the remaining costs. Last year, the county considered tearing down the domes if it couldn't get funding for the renovations. The project now goes to Milwaukee County Executive Director David Crowley for his approval. That project could begin as early as 2027. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. We've got a cold front dropping through the state today that's whipping our winds up feisty, gusting around 40 miles per hour. With partly cloudy skies and crashing temps throughout the afternoon, we've got to slap at least a 5 to 10 degree wind chill on top of those cooler temps. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 43, but the Bucks fell short in a 113-107 loss to the Celtics on Sunday at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. That's back-to-back losses for the Bucks, who fall to 2-8 on the season. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me,
them together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. If we had won tonight, we still weren't going to be in the hole. You know, we have to play ourselves out of this hole.
College basketball, John Tanje and Stephen Crowell scored 17 each to lead the Badgers to an 87-56 win over Appalachian State and a 3-0 start to the season. Wisconsin trailed 17-8 in the first half before going on a 24-0 run to take control as their defense locked in.
No doubt. It was that end. We were down 17-9. It was the defensive end. I think 15 straight stops in a row. I mean, that's the maturity and the growth that excited me the most about today, was just watching us defensively start to understand and execute. I think they've always understood, but you got to go do it. And that turned the game.
Badger coach Greg Gard. Women's play, Wisconsin off to a 2-0 start. They knocked off Georgetown 79-61. Marquette dropped to 0-2, falling at Illinois 65-53. More honors for the Brewers. Second baseman Bryce Terang followed up his first Rawlings Gold Glove by being named the Platinum Glove Award winner as the best overall defensive player in the National League. In addition, the Brewers won their second straight National League Gold Glove Award. NFL, the Packers had the weekend off, but the Lions came from 16 down at halftime to beat Houston 26-23 on a last-second 52-yard Jake Bates field goal. Jared Goff tossed 5 interceptions, but the Lions' defense held Houston pointless in the second half to win. Sam Darnold tossed 3 interceptions for the Vikings, but they held off Jacksonville 12-7, and the Bears have now gone 23 straight offensive drives without a touchdown. They fell to the Patriots 19-3. Will host the Packers on Sunday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Logano captures title number 3. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Evernham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
All three of NASCAR's National Series champions were crowned over the weekend at the Phoenix Raceway, including now three-time Cup Series champion Joey Logano, who held off Team Penske teammate Ryan Blaney over the closing laps of last night's championship race at Phoenix Raceway to claim the win and the championship. It's the third consecutive title for Team Penske. On Saturday night, Justin Allgaier won his first NASCAR Xfinity Series championship for Junior Motorsports, while Ty Majeski won Friday night's Craftsman Truck Series title for Thor Sport Racing. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Livestock need access to fresh water during the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. As the temperatures drop, be sure your watering system offers an ice-free drink as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
You've been a godsend to us. We appreciate it more than ever.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes.
Farm Rescue has assisted over 1,000 families in crisis, a milestone made possible by people like you.
Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org today.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Water is the most important nutrient for overall cattle health and production. They consume 1 to 2 gallons of water per 100 pounds of body weight. So a 1,200-pound cow would need 12 gallons of water every day. Chewing on ice and snow doesn't count. Brad White is a professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Kansas State University and director of the Beef Cattle Institute. He says to consider the size of your tank to keep the water flowing.
When I'm thinking smaller tank, often those are the ones that have some sort of freeze-proof control mechanism. So they may either be buried underground or you can use electricity to keep them in place. Our larger tanks, the freeze-proof mechanisms differ a little bit in that we may be using an overflow system of some sort, but your bigger tank has more surface area across the top.
And more surface area means it can freeze a lot faster, especially in a pasture situation if cattle have to walk a distance to get to the water. He says you may need other freeze-proof mechanisms to keep these tanks open.
You can have it underground. You can have electricity that keeps it heated. You can also use a combination of those or a ball water. So there's a ball that stays in the top and floats to the top, and then the cattle push it back down to get a drink. All of those can be very effective, and which one you pick depends a lot on your situation and whether or not you have the capability to put some of those in place.
The animals themselves might be able to keep the water open. The more that drink from the same tank, the less likely it is that ice will have a chance to form. Learn more about keeping watering tanks open in the winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
45 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, December milk up 4 to 1911, January down 3 to 1910, February down 13 to 1914, March milk down 3 at 1924. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 8 to 168 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 171, 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day, cash butter down a half to 260, 4.5 no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.25 to 148 trades on the day. Dry whey down a half to 62.5, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower due to a lack of boxed beef prices. They did not move higher at all. Also, really a lack of any type of cash demand, at least initially. Now, hog markets moving mostly higher. Some technical buying here in the market on this Veterans Day in a light type of trade, but there is some expectations of some increasing demand. December live cattle down 10 cents to 183.60. February down 12 cents to 185.70. April down 2 cents to 186.50. November feeder cattle were still up 27 cents to 245.70. January down 15 cents to 241.27. March down 22 cents to 239.15. December hogs up 87 cents to 81.30. February up 80 cents to 85.62. April up 45 cents to 89.70. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower. Some of this is still reaction to the WASDE report, which was viewed as a little bit bearish for corn, slightly better for beans, neutral for wheat, but wheat really leading the complex lower with double-digit losses today, and that's really pulling down the rest of the complex. Beneficial rains in the plains really pressuring the wheat market. December corn down 2.5 to 428.5. March down 3.25 to 441. May down 3.75 to 447.75. New crop 25 down 5.5 to 443.5. November beans down 1.25 to 1015.5. January down 4 to 1026.25. March down 5.25 to 1038.25. New crop 25 down 10.25 to 1042.25. December soybean meal up $1.70 to $297.90. December soybean oil down 81 cents to $47.96. Chicago wheat, December down 18.75 to $5.53.75. March down 18.5 to $5.69. Minneapolis wheat, December down 13.5 to $5.84.25. March down 13 to $6.04.25. Triple digit losses in the energy markets today. December crude oil down 220 to 68.18. January down at 211 to 68. Meanwhile, December and January gas both down 5 cents. December at 196, January at 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. South America is poised to expand their soybean acreage. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The growing season is just beginning in Brazil and Argentina. It comes as U.S. farmers are wrapping up a record-setting soybean harvest. Combined, the North and South American 2024-2025 production could be enormous. Brazilian farmers are now in the field planting. It's expected they'll increase acreage by about 3% to 117 million acres.
This marks the slowest growth in a decade, driven by lower profit margins for farmers.
That's Joanna Colosi, an agricultural economist instructor at the University of Illinois. Slower growth, yes, but there still will be more acres, particularly in the center west of Brazil, including the state of Mato Grosso. The whole area produces about 60% of Brazil's annual soybean crop.
Still, if weather conditions help, Brazil's soybean crop could hit 6 billion bushels, a new record.
By contrast, U.S. farmers are expected to harvest about 4.5 billion bushels of soybeans this fall. The planting season in Brazil started late, but has caught up quickly. It was 54% complete as of October 31st, according to the consulting group Ag Rural. Farmers are now ahead of last year's planting pace. Further to the south, farmers in Argentina have not yet begun their planting season. However, it's expected they'll increase soybean acreage by 7%, producing a 1.7 billion bushel crop.
In total, South America is projected to produce around 8.7 billion bushels of soybeans in the current crop season, contributing to what could be a record global production of 15.7 billion bushels. With this global supply surge, led by a record U.S. harvest, we may see further downward pressure on soybean prices.
South American weather will play an outside role from now until February in setting prices. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin's corn production is forecast at 532 million bushels, according to the latest USDA crop production report. Based on conditions as of November 1st, yields are expected to average 181 bushels an acre, down one bushel an acre from the October 1st forecast, but five bushels per acre higher than last year. Corn planted acreage is estimated at 3.75 million acres, with an estimated 294 million acres harvested for grain. Soybean production was forecast at 104 million bushels. The yield is forecast at 49 bushels an acre, down 4 bushels from the October forecast and down 2 bushels from 2023. Soybean planted acreage was estimated at 2.15 million acres, with 2.12 million acres to be harvested. Potato production in Wisconsin was forecast at 25.1 million hundredweight, down 12% from 2023. The yield forecast is 380 hundredweight per acre, with an expected 66,000 acres to be harvested. Meanwhile, in the WASDE report, the milk production forecast for 2024 was raised from the previous month based on the most recent milk production report. Lower reported milk cow numbers for the third quarter were offset by higher output per cow. The milk forecast for 2025 was unchanged. The import forecasts for 2024 are unchanged, both on a fat basis and skim solid basis. The export forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, for 2025, imports are unchanged on a skim solids basis, but raised on a fat basis due to higher expected shipments of butter and cheese. The forecast for exports on a fat basis is raised due to higher cheese and butterfat-containing products. Skim solid exports were also raised on higher whey-containing products and dry skim milk products. The butter price forecast was reduced for this year as prices have continued to fall from their relatively high levels they maintained for much of the year through late September. The cheese price forecast for 2024 was unchanged as well. Now, the cheese forecast for 2025 was raised based on higher prices and tight inventories late this year. With that, the Class 3 price forecast was unchanged for 2024. The Class 3 price, though, is raised on higher cheese and whey outlooks. The all milk price forecast for 2025, according to USDA, was raised to $22.85 a hundredweight. A new study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that some dairy farm employees showed signs of H5N1 infection even when they didn't report feeling sick. The CDC concludes that more bird flu testing of dairy farm employees is required. The purpose of the action is to keep workers safe, to limit the transmission of H5N1 to humans, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. The new CDC study provides the largest window to date on how the H5N1 virus detected last March in dairy cows may be spreading to people. The study suggests the virus has infected more humans than the 46 farm workers currently identified in the U.S. Nearly all were in contact with infected dairy cows or infected poultry. The scientific community considers every additional infection in animals or humans a chance for the virus to change in potentially dangerous ways. More than 50 U.S. lawmakers are urging EPA to ban the use of a weed killer linked to Parkinson's disease and other health risks to humans. In a letter to the agency, seven U.S. senators said that paraquat, a chemical commonly used on farms across the country to protect row crops, fruits, and vegetables, is a highly toxic pesticide whose continued use cannot be justified given its harms to farm workers and rural communities. The call for a nationwide ban came after 47 U.S. representatives sent a similar letter to EPA earlier in October. According to the findings from a recent study, paraquat could cause more than double a person's odds of developing Parkinson's if not sprayed more than 500 meters from where people live and work. That is the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The gusty northwest winds will slowly diminish throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, the winds will also become southerly, though, by Tuesday. Rain is expected Tuesday through at least early Wednesday afternoon. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 41 to 46, relative humidities at 50 to 55%. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 24 to 29, relative humidities at 92 to 97%. North winds at 5 to 6, becoming light. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 45 to 50, and relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, about 9 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, cloudy, rain, highs 45 to 50. Thursday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Friday, sunny, warmer, highs 55 to 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs once again 50 to 55.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say, give me one more move.
I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away, and my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. About the one that got away.
Son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling and falling in love as she's walking away.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night we went to bed not talking, 'cause we'd already said too much. I faced the wall, you faced the window, bound and determined not to touch. We've been married 7 years now. Some days it feels like 21. I'm still mad at you this morning. Coffee's ready if you want some. Since 5, thinking about me and you, and I've got to tell you the conclusion I've come to. I'll never leave, I'll never stray. My love for you will never change, but I ain't ready to make up or get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just want be mad for a while. For now you might as well forget it. Don't run your fingers through my hair. Yeah, that's right, I'm being stubborn. No, I don't. Without a goodbye kiss. But as I'm driving on, but I ain't ready to make up. We'll get around to that. I think I'm right, I think you're wrong. I'll probably give in before long. Please don't make me smile. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad for a while. I just wanna be mad. Just wanna be mad for a while.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Kalijah and Dear John. And time marches on, time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on, time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet, cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Too bad, she said, I can go to work until you find another job. I thought, I like the sound of that. Watch TV and take long naps. Go from a hard-working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, paper's mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. squeezing scouts and PTA. And there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? The kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom, well, pampers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day. Breakfast 6.